The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it is time for the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armendariz, and this is the On Point with Victor show. I know, this is crazy. Listen, but I'm sorry about last week. You know, I hate missing shows, and I was in Las Vegas, and if you're watching on the video cams and you're not seeing me in studio, well, that's because I'm still in Vegas. that's a whole other story I really won't get into. But I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this, folks. It's been pretty amazing out here and talking with some voters. It doesn't matter that Joe Biden has dropped out. The people that I'm talking to here are still pretty ready to vote for Trump. I mean, all the way down to my Uber driver, Lyft drivers. I got to tell you, folks, I had a driver the other day, and this guy is the epitome, I guess, if you, I don't know how to describe him, but, you know, the Democrats love identities, so we'll just call him a black American voter who is probably not a scholar, but he's a sharp guy. He was a smart guy. He was well versed in what's going on with politics. And in his own vernacular, I mean, it would be like, boy, I'm going to get myself in trouble, but I really want to describe this well, but it would just be like if you were just walking through any city and you just went up to a couple of people or just some people and just randomly started talking politics. And this guy was able to rattle off his discontent with the Democrat Party, and it was impressive. This guy grew up being told he was a Democrat by blood. He grew up being told that the Democrats were going to save him. And he was sitting there on this car ride telling me why the Democrat Party has left him, why it was destroying what it's done to the black culture, and how he is not a Trump fan. And this is the key. He wasn't big on Trump. He wasn't going to go to a Trump rally, but he's going to vote for Trump. And that was pretty impressive. It was amazing to hear that. So, but again, folks, listen, I get sorry for not being in studio for those of you watching. But I am in Vegas, in 110 degree Vegas, I might add. It's been pretty hot here, but I got to tell you, I kind of like it. I kind of like it. It is true what they say. It's hot, but it's not humid. So there is a difference. Those of you who live in any kind of humidity, you know what I'm talking about. But all right, there's lots to get to today, folks. Listen, you are tuned into the America's Web Radio station, and I am the Mexican not afraid to be American. And look, folks, listen, I may stumble today because I'm kind of tired. I am kind of tired. The time change has got me because, listen, I was here last week. I flew back to the East Coast for a couple of days and then flew back out here to the West Coast. So yeah, I'm a little jet-setted, so bear with me, folks, bear with me. But we've got a lot to talk about. Listen, Kamala's made her choice. Kamala's made her choice. Now, I want you to understand this. There's going to be a lot said about Tim Walz. There's going to be a lot said about him, and a lot needs to be said about him. And I think J.D. Vance, he needs to go, and I think he already started this morning. But J.D. Vance needs to go out, and he needs to be talking about Walz's record. You know, Trump can mention it here and there, but Trump needs to focus on Kamala. Trump needs to focus like a laser. I mean, if we ever needed disciplined Trump, listen, I was joking with some voters the other day, and I told them that what needs to happen right now is Trump needs to be indicted again. Trump needs to be indicted again, and they need to get him in front of a judge, and needs to put a gag order on Trump. But listen, I say that with just, I say it jokingly a little bit, half-heartedly, but ladies and gentlemen,
veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/AmericasWebRadio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@AmericasWebRadio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
Some Wi-Fi issues out here in Vegas, and that's what just happened. So we're going to try this again, ladies and gentlemen. So this is the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armendariz, the Mexican not afraid to be American. You're tuned in to the America's Web Radio Station. Thank you so much, people, for bearing with me. Again, look, live radio, things happen. But listen, we've got too much to talk about, to worry about live radio cutting out and things like that. So we're I'm calling this in now, folks. I'm on a regular landline. Well, it's not a landline, but on a phone line. So my apologies. This is not going to sound like the normal great studio edition of On Point with Victor. It's going to sound a little different, but we can't worry about that now. We've got too much to talk about. So as I started out the show mentioning that I'm in Las Vegas again, and bear with me, I'm a little jet-setted. I flew out here last week, went home, flew back to the East Coast a couple of days, and then flew back out to the West Coast where I am now. So I'm a little tired. But listen, I have talked with a lot of voters out here. I was telling you guys a story before the connection died that I've been meeting Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, and just different kind of voters, from your Hispanics to your black voters to white voters to Asian voters, all kinds of voters. And I got to tell you, I'm not hearing any excitement for Kamala. I'm hearing the opposite. So what we're seeing on the media, and this is where Trump has got to be disciplined. Listen, I wasn't kidding. The other day when I was joking with some people, I was joking with some listeners, with some voters, and I said what needs to happen right now is Trump needs to be indicted. He needs to be indicted again by the Democrats, maybe drag him into court again, maybe put a gag order on him. And I say this being a little funny but a little serious at the same time. Donald Trump needs to be disciplined. Now is not the time to be undisciplined. Donald Trump, when he was in that New York court case and fighting all the stupid, ridiculous court cases that Democrats were throwing at him, and the judges were throwing gag orders on him, he became a disciplined candidate. He actually became a disciplined candidate. And right now, we can't afford for Trump not to be disciplined. So my message to Donald Trump and to anybody with his campaign that is listening, and I know you guys hear me sometimes, Donald Trump's got to stay on message. You've got to be on message, stay on message. Donald J. Trump, my friend, please. And no, I don't know Donald Trump personally. I hope to one day. Donald Trump needs to know the Mexican not afraid to be American. Donald Trump needs to hire me is what he needs to do. But listen, what Donald Trump needs to do is just stay focused. Stay focused on Kamala. Stay disciplined. Kamala has a terrible record. I don't care what Kamala's background is. I don't care that one day she embraces her Indian heritage and one day she embraces her black heritage and she lies to everybody, tells her she's African-American, whatever. And why do I say that? Because her dad is Jamaican, so she can be Jamaican-Caribbean-American, I guess. But this is my point when I tell you that the Democrats live in boxes and they want you to live in boxes. They want you to be in an identity box. If you have an ounce of individuality, then you can't be anything that is anything to do with the Democrat, progressive, leftist, radical party. You cannot be an individual. You have to be in a group identity box. This is what the Democrats do. So Kamala, she's going to be Indian one day. She's going to be black the next day. Whatever. You know, whatever. Listen, my dad used to tell us growing up, you be what you have to be to succeed in business. So who cares what Kamala calls herself? Who cares? The fact of the matter is Donald Trump, just stick to the issue. Stick to policy. Stick to Kamala's record. Kamala's record will sink her. If you remember in 2020, Kamala Harris couldn't even garner 2% of the primary vote. The primary voters who are the most radical, crazy base of the Democrat Party, they rejected Kamala in 2020 overwhelmingly. She couldn't make it to the first primary contest, so she couldn't get the first vote. I, myself, have received as many primary votes as Kamala Harris has. Think about that. I've received as many votes as she didn't make it to a primary contest in 2020. She didn't even garner 2% in the polls. She couldn't even make it to California, the primary in California, because the polls were so bad for her. She was going to get beaten so bad in her home state This is the Kamala Harris that we're dealing with. So Donald J. Trump, we don't need you to come to Atlanta, Georgia, and tell us how bad our governor is. I am not a fan, myself, of Governor Kemp. I support him, and he has done way better than I thought he would do. He's been an okay governor. Can Georgia be better? Absolutely. Do we need a governor that's like DeSantis? Absolutely. Is Kemp DeSantis? No. But is Kemp a heck of a lot better than any Democrat we could have elected? Absolutely. Has Kemp done better as governor than we thought he would do? Absolutely. Is Georgia going to be okay with Kemp? Absolutely. Donald Trump picking fights with the Republican governor of Georgia? Pretty stupid. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'll always be honest with you. You guys know that I am a Donald Trump fan. You know that I am unafraid. I am the Mexican not afraid to be American. I'm the Mexican not afraid to be a Trump supporter. You guys know that. There is no ambiguity who I support, and I'm not afraid to tell you that you can support Trump. I talk to Hispanics and black voters all the time, whether I'm on the West Coast or East Coast. And I let them know, you don't have to be afraid to support Donald Trump. But I'm also not afraid to tell you the truth. And I'm not afraid to tell you when Donald Trump is straying. I'm not afraid to tell you when Donald Trump is putting up points for the other team. And he doesn't need to put up points for the other team. The media is going to do that. The media is going to do that. All Donald Trump needs to do is stay focused on policy, stay focused on Kamala's record. So Donald Trump, please. Please, you do not need to be picking fights with Republicans right now. Now listen, there's going to be a time. There is going to be a time for you to have a fight with Lindsey Graham. Because trust me, that fight's coming. That fight's coming. There's going to be a time to fight with establishment Republicans. But now's not that time. Now's not that time. You need to get elected. You need to convince the American people that chaos is what we're experiencing right now with Biden. Chaos is Kamala Harris. More chaos would be a Harris and radical left Walz. That's what we're looking for forward to if Donald Trump loses. So Donald Trump, you just need to focus, buddy. You just need to stay on message. Stay on policy. Describe and define Kamala for what she is and for who she is. And what she is a radical leftist anti-Jewish candidate. And who she is somebody who's going to have radical policies. This Kamala is tied and married to Bidenomics. That's all Donald Trump needs to say. So I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Donald, this is why I joke and tell you that Donald Trump should hire me, because he's got some people around him, or the people around him, they let these other outside influences get close to him, and they're social media people. All they want is clicks. So they're getting in Donald Trump's ear, and they're telling him stupid stuff like attack Kemp, because you've got some guy in Georgia who's high-powered, who's a friend of Trump, who's on social media, who's got a beef with Trump because Trump would, he's got a beef with Kemp. Because Kemp wouldn't give in to something he wanted. So now he gets in Trump's ear and tells Trump to attack Kemp. It's kind of ridiculous, folks. It really is. It's just not the thing to do. So I won't harp on this too much, but I want to be honest with you. Coming to Atlanta, Georgia in a rally, Atlanta, Georgia, folks, which is a swing state. Georgia is a swing state. You come to Atlanta. You do the right thing. You go to the core of the Democrat stronghold, which was Georgia State University, that area, and you stand there and you have a rally. That was a great thing to do. But spending 30 minutes or whatever you spent attacking a Republican, the governor of Georgia, that was a dumb thing to do. It just was. I'm just sorry. But you're Donald Trump, you're here. You're in the mecca of Democrat Atlanta, and you have a chance to remind them why they don't like Kamala, and you attack a Republican governor who's actually doing a pretty good job. So that was kind of dumb. So I'm sorry. I had to get off my chest. So I know some of you are not going to be happy with me when I point out that Donald Trump did something that wasn't so smart. But I'm sorry, folks. He's human. He's going to do things that's not so smart. And that was doing something that wasn't so smart. Attacking the governor of Georgia, a Republican, was just not smart. Now, again, I am telling you, when Donald Trump gets elected, reelected, then there's going to be a time when we have the Senate and we have the House and we have the presidency with Donald Trump being president, which is what we should have, hopefully, after November. Then there's going to be a time for Donald Trump to go to the mat with the establishment Republicans. That's when he can do it. But right now, you got to get elected, Donald Trump. You got to get people to understand why that you are what makes sense as the person who needs to be the president, not Kamala. because right now you've got the media that's fawning over Kamala. They're trying to redefine her. You know, they love the word, Democrats love the word redefine. They love redefine police work, redefine spending, redefine all this crap, redefine the border. They love talking about redefining things because the Democrats like to change history. They want to rewrite history. And right now they're trying to rewrite the record that is Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris has a record, and Donald Trump needs to just hammer that record home. That's what you got to do, buddy. That's what you got to do. So President Trump, hear me well and hear me loud, please. You've got to stay on message and just define Kamala Harris. Talk about her record. Tie her to Bidenomics. She is Bidenomics. Kamala Harris is out there cheering on Bidenomics. Kamala Harris has basically said she is Bidenomics. Kamala Harris has watched and overseen the destruction of our southern border. Kamala Harris has done that. Kamala Harris is for extreme taxation. Kamala Harris is anti-Jew. She just gave in to the anti-Jewish the section or committee or whatever of the Democrat Party. Kamala Harris is not a good person for this country. She's not a leader. In fact, watch what they do. They're going to try and hide her. They don't want Kamala. This is really, the dichotomy here is amazing. They got rid of Biden because they couldn't afford to let Biden go off the cuff. They got rid of Biden because, yes, Biden is in decline mentally. Cognitively, he is in decline. And they couldn't allow Biden to go speak or answer questions. He couldn't face the media because they were afraid of what he would say off the cuff. They can barely do speeches now reading a teleprompter. So what do? They put in Kamala. They ascend Kamala to the throne without one vote. The party that tells you they're for democracy, they just told you, they gave you the finger. They just gave the Democrat base the big middle finger and ascended Kamala to the candidacy to be their nominee for the president, for the Democrat president. And they can't afford to let her answer questions off the cuff. How funny is this? You've got 120-year-old Joe Biden that they couldn't let get in front of the media, and now you've got a young Kamala who they also can't let get in front of the media. So how crazy is this, ladies and gentlemen? You got to look at where the Democrats have put themselves. Look where they put themselves. They can't let Kamala do press conferences. They're going to try to do the basement strategy and hide Kamala so that she's only responding to people when she can read a teleprompter or read notes. So, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is crazy. So all Trump needs to do is stick to the policy issues, stick to Kamala's record, define Kamala for who she is and for what she is. That's what President Trump, and listen, she just, I mean, folks, breaking news today, Kamala just picked the anti-Jewish, I shouldn't say anti-Semitic. I don't know Tim Walz, but I know that Shapiro was the guy even the Democrat, top Democrat brass and the news so-called journalists and whatever you want to, commentators, whoever they are, all over the left, on the media, everywhere, they knew the right pick for Kamala, the smart pick for Kamala, would have been Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania. But I think up until the last couple of days, that was going to be her pick. But the you got to understand, the Democrat Party now is full-blown progressive. They're full-blown radical left. There are no moderates. Tim Walz is not a moderate. Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, is not a moderate, ladies and gentlemen. He's not a moderate. This is the most progressive presidential ticket we've ever seen in this country. The Harris-Walz ticket is the most radical leftist, socialist, whack job, leftist ticket we've ever seen in presidential politics in the United States. Now, why didn't she choose Shapiro? She didn't choose Shapiro because of the Hamas wing of the Democrat Party, the anti-Semitism that is in the Democrat Party. Ladies and gentlemen, the Republican Party has truly become the tent. It's truly become the big tent. Black voters are welcome. Brown voters are welcome. Yellow voters are welcome. White voters are welcome. Jewish voters are welcome. Christian voters are welcome. Even if you're a non-religion, non-believer, you're even welcome in the Republican Party because they want to help you. The Republicans want to help you. They really have, the Republican Party has become the big tent. blue-collar workers are welcome. Everybody in the middle class, everybody in the poor are welcome. Everyone is welcome now to the Republican Party. It's even the union goons are welcome to the Republican Party. But the Democrat Party truly has a Hamas wing. The anti-Semitism that is on the rise in this country lives and votes in the Democrat Party. And Kamala Harris just sided with the Hamas wing of the Democrat Party. She sided with the anti-Semitism voters or the anti-Semitic voters on the Democrat Party. I'm not going to sugarcoat this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. And I don't care what Media Matter says. I don't care who comes after me. I don't care. Because she has sided with the anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic wing of the Democrat Party. Kamala Harris, the only reason that she did not choose Shapiro, and trust me, the people in the Democrat world, they wanted her to pick Shapiro because they figured Shapiro was going to help them with the Jewish vote and it's going to help them win Pennsylvania. The only reason she reneged on picking Shapiro and she went with, could she have picked another older white dude? Was she trying to pick Biden for her running mate? I mean, have you seen Tim Walz? If you're a black voter and you're still married to the Democrat Party, have you seen Tim Walz? This is who Kamala chooses. And listen, I don't care that he's another old white dude. You Democrats ought to be used to that. You really should be used to that. But that's not the issue here. The issue here is Tim Walz is a radical leftist. And Kamala picked him because of the Hamas wing of the Democrat Party, because of the anti-Semitism that's growing in this country. That anti-Semitism that is growing wild in this country, our United States, lives, breathes, and votes in the Democrat Party. That's what my Jewish friends out there who still vote for Democrats, and God knows, I don't know why you do. I don't know why you do. If you still vote for the Democrat Party, listen, I'm not telling you that you've got to switch and vote Republican for the rest of your life. You don't. But right now, for you to go vote for Kamala and Walz, the biggest anti-Jewish crew, the biggest radical crew, I mean, this is a radical ticket. It is a progressive ticket. And as a Jewish voter, you cannot vote for this party. You should not vote for this party, I should say. I'm telling you. Maybe don't vote at all if you can't bring yourself to vote for a Republican, but if you're a Jewish voter, I don't know how you can support Kamala Harris. I don't know how you can support Tim Walz. Tim Walz is her VP pick because he's not Jewish. That's why she picked him. That's one reason she picked him. The other reason she picked him is because Kamala is a radical mess. Kamala is a progressive mess. Kamala is a woke mess. Kamala, listen, the videos that are going to come out, hopefully the Trump team will get all over this. I'm sure they will. Listen, one thing you got to understand, I know there's a lot of you out there that are mad that the Trump team and the Republicans have not been running a whole lot of ads yet. Listen, Kamala Harris hasn't been officially named the official nominee. The official ticket, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, it hasn't been official. Technically, it's not official until the convention. So I know they just did a digital thing where they got the votes and Kamala, for all intents and purposes, Kamala Harris is the nominee. But the Donald Trump team, this is smart. This is a smart move by Trump. You really withhold spending your money and withhold running all the ads until we know 100% that they're not going to come, the Democrats aren't going to come ripping into the convention and pull Kamala off the ticket. Now, had she picked Shapiro to be her vice president, there would have been a coup at the Democrat Party. Understand this. The anti-Jewish and the Hamas wing of the Democrat Party would have destroyed the Democrat convention that's coming up, I think, next week. They would have destroyed that convention. And who knows if Kamala could have survived being the nominee. This is why she didn't pick the Jewish guy. So you Jewish voters, I don't understand how, if any of you go to the Democrat convention, then you're just self-mutilating Jews. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. I don't know how else to put it. Kamala Harris picked Tim Walz because, A, he's a woke, radical, leftist, progressive moonbat, but for the biggest reason, he's not Jewish. She She didn't pick Shapiro because he is Jewish. She picked Walz because he's not Jewish. What does that tell you? And then one of the biggest things to take away from this, you need to take this. What does this say about Kamala Harris? What does it say about Kamala Harris when she can't do what she knows? I hope she knows what's right. She cannot stand up to the Hamas wing of the Democrat Party, the terrorist sympathizers in the Democrat Party. She chose not to stand up against them. She chose to stand with them. What does that say about Kamala? Do you want Jacqueline Kamala to be the president of this country for any time, let alone 4 years? 4 years, ladies and gentlemen. Do you want this? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how any of you would want to take a chance on Kamala when Kamala's showing what she's capable. She's showing her character or lack thereof, because she made a choice to pick the guy who's not Jewish and not pick the guy who is Jewish because he was Jewish, because they couldn't go into the convention. And Kamala, she doesn't want to fight at the convention. She wants to be anointed. She knows she can't get votes to be actually nominated. She has to be anointed to be the candidate. And then she's hoping that they can fool you through their media sycophants and get you to vote for her, or get you to hate Trump and get you to think. And this is why I said Trump needs to remain focused. Trump needs to remain disciplined. This is Trump's race to win, and it's Trump's race to lose. Kamala should have no shot, really, to be honest with you. And Donald Trump needs to court the Jewish voters more than he's ever courted them before, because the Jewish voters just got the middle finger from Kamala. They just got the middle finger. And if Shapiro had an ounce of character, if the governor of Pennsylvania, Shapiro, had an ounce of character, he would step down from the Democrat Party. Don't have to switch to Republican. He can switch to independent. He should send a message. But he's not going to do that. He's going to play ball just like all the Democrats do, because the Democrats are a radical progressive mess. And they're going to cater to their Hamas side. Look, you even had Shapiro wanted this nomination so bad. And honestly, and like I said, the Democrats wanted her to pick Shapiro so bad. They even had Shapiro in the last few days basically repenting against his Jewish heritage. That's what Shapiro was doing. So don't come to me and tell me what a stand-up guy Shapiro is. When Shapiro was willing to throw his Jewish heritage under the bus so he could be on the Kamala ticket, and I mean, you have a Jewish guy, a Jewish governor in Pennsylvania who was starting to cater to the Hamas wing of the Democrat Party, to the terrorist supporting wing of the Democrat Party, to the anti-Semitic members of the Jewish Party. You had a Jewish governor, Democrat, start to cater to them because he wanted to be on that ticket with Kamala. But Kamala Harris did not want to go to the convention and get thrown off that ticket, because that convention, the Democrat convention, would have been worse than the riots in the 60s. It would have been a mess, because the Hamas party and the anti-Jewish party of the Democrat Party, that wing of the Democrat Party, would not stand by and allow Kamala to have put Jewish Shapiro on that ticket. All right, folks, we got to take a break. Don't you go anywhere. We will be right back. This is the On Point with Vicki Show.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the Internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/AmericasWebRadio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@AmericasWebRadio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
What will Victor say next? Find out every Tuesday at 1 p.m. on the On Point with Victor show, only on America's Web Radio.
Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armendariz, coming to you from Las Vegas, 110 degree Las Vegas. I'm not kidding, folks. It was 110 degrees the other day. It's pretty hot out here, hot Vegas, but I'll tell you this, hot Vegas looks like they're going to vote for Trump. As long as I think if Trump stays on message, man, and he drills home the economy, folks, listen, the economy is on toothpicks. I mean, it's just not going very well for the Democrats right now. And Donald Trump, just that's all he needs to do. All he needs to do is stick to these what's going on with the economy, stick to the issues, stick to the policy, define Kamala Harris. That's all Donald Trump needs to do. And listen, folks, don't fret. I think Donald Trump he's a smart guy. No matter what the Democrats will tell you, Donald Trump is a smart guy. Sometimes I don't know why he listens to some of the dumb voices that he listens to that would convince him to get on stage in Atlanta in front of a hot Atlanta where there's lots of Democrat black voters to start. And look, it was really, I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry. I don't want to come down on Trump, but I have to get this off my chest. There are a lot of black voters in Atlanta, Georgia, okay, where Trump did his rally. And there's a lot of those black voters that supported Kemp. They crossed over and they voted for Kemp. They're not Republicans. They didn't join the Republican Party. They're not running down the streets, up and down the streets, having Republican parades. But they rejected Stacey Abrams, the Democrat savior, and they voted for Kemp. There's a lot of black voters that voted for Kemp. And for Donald Trump to come and stand in the Democrat stronghold of Atlanta and start just, I don't know why he's doing this. I really don't. Well, I do know why. Some guy got in Trump's head and Trump regurgitated some of the things this guy said, and I don't know why Trump listened to him. Trump's got better instincts than that, and Trump better let his better instincts take over, because all Trump's got to do is stick to defining Kamala. And now, listen, this is why I say don't fret. Because I do think Donald Trump is a smart guy, and he can change on the fly. He can make adjustments. I've seen him do it. And now that we're getting close to Kamala being the official candidate, where the Democrats don't care about democracy. The Democrats don't care about the Democrat primary voters. If they did, they would have let you vote for your nominee, but they're not going to let you vote for the nominee. So it is smart for Donald Trump and the Republicans to hold back before they unleash the money train to do ads defining Kamala to make sure she is the nominee. The Democrats threw Biden out as soon as they saw they were going to lose, and they would throw Kamala out if they thought they needed to. So we've got to get to the point where it's absolutely the point of no return, where Kamala Harris is the nominee, Waltz is her VP nominee, and it's all etched in stone. And once that goes down, which I think we're getting close to that point, then Donald Trump and the Republicans can unleash the money train and define Kamala. And listen, folks, when that happens, these polls are going to change. If the Republicans run, and listen, the best ads to run against Kamala are her own videos, her own voice. Kamala is out there supporting Bidenomics. Kamala is out there telling you to be woke. Kamala's out there supporting all the things that most of the Americans in this country do not support. Kamala wants higher gas prices. Kamala wants higher food prices. Kamala wants higher taxes. Kamala wants to decimate the middle class, because that's the Democrat agenda. So it's easy to beat Kamala Harris. She should be one of the easiest candidates ever for the Republicans to beat. And I think Donald Trump can do it, and I think he's going to do it. And as soon as she is truly the nominee, now listen, folks, you've got to understand, the Democrat Party is in shambles right now the way they're doing this nomination process. So we have to make sure that she's the nominee, and then the Republicans and Donald Trump can unleash on her. And then Donald Trump, when he's out on his stump and he's out doing rallies, listen, there's nothing better and more fun than a Trump rally. There really isn't. But Donald Trump needs to just come out blasting Kamala Harris and distinguishing himself from her. You don't need to talk about the past. You don't need to attack Republican governors. You don't need to attack anyone in the Republican Party right now. You just need to go after Kamala. Define her. Talk about her record. Talk about the mess that we're in now. Talk about the bad economy now. Talk about the crashing, unstable stock market. Talk about the blue-collar 401Ks that took a massive hit the other day. That's all Donald Trump needs to do. And then talk about the future. talk about the Donald Trump world that would be a great economy again. It would be a peace in the Middle East. How do we know this? Because Donald Trump already did it. Donald Trump did it once. Donald Trump was president for 4 years. He wasn't a dictator. He wasn't an authoritarian. He didn't stay in power. He didn't try to not leave. I don't care what the Democrats tell you. Just because he questioned the election results of 2020 doesn't mean he wasn't leaving power. Everything he left, the transition of power happened, just as it always does. But right now, Donald Trump needs to look forward. I don't need to hear another word about 2020. I don't need to hear another word about stolen election in Georgia or stolen election anywhere else. That's in the past. We need to go forward. Define Kamala and remind people why she's so bad and why she's bad for their wallets. And then you remind people how good the economy can be, because you've done it before, President Trump. You know how to make the economy great. You know how to make peace in the Middle East. We had the most peace in the Middle East under Donald Trump's presidency, and I think that's going to happen again. That's what he needs to talk about. You want Putin to march out of Ukraine? Elect Donald Trump president. You want the Hamas and Iran to stop being able to attack innocent people? Elect Donald Trump. You want your gas prices to drop? Elect Donald Trump. You want your food prices to drop? Elect Donald Trump. You want your taxes to drop? Elect Donald Trump. Folks, this is easy. This is easy. I think I could be Kamala Harris, and nobody knows who I am. So, in fact, speaking of nobody knowing people, 71% of the American people have no idea who Tim Walz is. 71% of the people, the voter, has no idea who Tim Walz is. All right? So this is, and when we define Tim Walz, that needs to be J.D. Vance. Donald Trump needs to stay on message and on policy message, on the future message. He needs to stay on that message. He needs to attack. Kamala is his opponent. Tim Walz is not Trump's opponent. Kamala is. Now let J.D. Vance, let him get out and define Tim Walz. Let J.D. Vance, what Trump needs to say about Walz, the only thing he needs to say about Walz is, what does that say about Kamala? When Donald Trump is out there for the next rally and going forward, all he needs to say is, look, what does picking Walz say about Kamala? Kamala can't stand up to the terrorist wing of the Democrat Party, the terrorist supporting wing of the Democrat Party. Kamala can't stand up and won't stand up to the Hamas wing of the Democrat Party. Kamala can't stand up to the socialist wing of the Democrat Party. She can't stand up to the radicals. Why? Because she is radical. That's what Trump needs to say, and to stay on message and keep on the message of defining Kamala. And then talk about the future, how good America can be again under smart leadership, which is the leadership of President Trump. And let J.D. Vance define Tim Walz. Let J.D. Vance tell the story of Tim Walz, because there's a lot to tell. Folks, listen, the first executive order that Walz signed when he became governor was to create a DEI council. So the first executive order that Tim Walz did in Minnesota was to create a woke council. What else did Walz do? Tim Walz created a sanctuary city in Minnesota. Minnesota practically burned down, and Tim Walz stood by and let it happen. Tim Walz was happy to not allow kids to go to school during COVID. And then even when we knew everything they were doing to respond to the COVID Chinese virus, when we started seeing that everything the left and the politicians were doing was wrong, Tim Walz still came out and said, no, kids don't need to be in school. No, we're gonna keep the mask on. We're going to do all this stupid, ridiculous stuff. Because why? Because Tim Walz is a leftist, Democrat, radical, progressive, who loved and relished his newfound powers that the crazy voters of Minnesota gave him. So he started a woke DEI council. He made Minnesota a sanctuary city. He welcomed the drugs. He welcomed the gang members. He welcomed the crime. Minnesota practically burned down because of it, and he stood by and he let it happen. That's the record of Tim Walz. You cannot get more progressive than this guy. The Harris-Walz presidential ticket, this Democrat ticket, is the most progressive, radical, moonbat ticket this country has ever seen. That's all you need to know about this. Now listen, they're going to push that Walsh was an Army veteran. I think it was the Army. They're going to push this about Walsh. They're going to say that he's just a hard-working, walking military guy. Well, let me tell you what Walsh did. Walsh is soon, yes, he was in the Army, and good for him for doing that. Good for him for being in the military. But you got to know what he did. You got to know. This is the difference between Walsh and J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance was a Marine, and when the call was made for him to go fight in the Middle East, go to an active combat zone, J.D. Vance answered the call, and he went to an active combat zone. When Walsh was, when his orders came down, you're deploying to an active combat zone over in Iraq, what did Walsh do? Walsh. It's Walsh, folks. W-A-L-Z. What did Walsh do when the call came down for him and his platoon to head to an active combat zone? What did Walsh do? He retired. He put in his resignation and retired because he didn't want to go to active combat. He retired, resigned, retired, whatever, left, and ran for governor. So he used the military to get to his political desires. And when the call came down for him to go to active duty, and again, listen, I'm not besmirching him for being a military guy. I never will. We need good people to be in the military. But we have to distinguish Walsh from J.D. Vance, because the media is going to play this up and try to make you think that Walsh is some kind of hero, some kind of military hero. He's not. J.D. Vance answered the call and went to active duty combat. Walsh resigned to avoid active duty combat. I'm just telling you, folks, listen, that's the truth. You have to draw a distinction between J.D. Vance and Walsh, because they are the VP candidates now. So that's one distinction. And again, I would let J.D. Vance do this distinction. Listen, when the media starts fawning over Walsh saying he's a military guy, all J.D. Vance needs to do is say, hey, listen, congratulations and thank you for your service up until the point where you decided to avoid active duty combat. I mean, maybe you should explain why you did that. Just saying. That's out there. But honestly, J.D. Vance doesn't even need to spend much time on that. And I don't want Donald Trump. Listen, Donald Trump, please hear me. You do not need to go after Walsh for his military record. Please let J.D. Vance do it. J.D. Vance can do that. But Trump, please do not go after Walsh on his military record. Trump, you don't need to do it. J.D. Vance can do it. And J.D. Vance can do it with authority, because J.D. Vance is a Marine who answered the call and went into active duty combat. Walsh avoided active duty combat by resigning. As soon as his platoon got called up, he resigned. He retired. So let J.D. Vance be the messenger for that. Let J.D. Vance do that, folks. What else can I tell you about Walsh other than this guy is a Bernie Sanders approved socialist? Listen, when you're a progressive leftist governor of Minnesota and Bernie Sanders endorses you, that's not a badge of honor. That's a badge of socialism. And let me tell you something else and listen, these are all things that J.D. Vance can talk about. Tim Walsh, the radical leftist that was just picked by Kamala Harris because he's not Jewish, this guy favors getting illegals driver's license. He signed a bill to give illegal immigrants driver's license in Minnesota. Now, how much you want to bet when you get a driver's license in Minnesota that you're automatically registered to vote? How much do you want to bet that there's probably not voter ID in Minnesota? I don't know this. I'm just guessing here. But how much you want to bet that when you obtain a driver's license in Minnesota, I bet you you're automatically registered to vote? Now, I don't know if you have to show an ID to vote in Minnesota, but I bet you don't. That's a pretty leftist, whack job, progressive state with a progressive whack job governor. But this is who Kamala picked, and she picked him because he's not Jewish. Let me tell you, and listen, if you want to talk to me about good illegals who have been here for a long time and they have no, other than coming into this country illegally, they have no criminal record. They're not out there driving drunk. They're not out there committing crimes. They're not out there beating people up. They're not out there attacking women. They're not out there raping women. They're actually out there blowing leaves and cutting yards and painting houses and doing things like that. The picking fruit, picking lettuce. Look, I can say this, folks. This is my heritage. Although I can't do any of those things as good as these illegal immigrants coming over. But I apparently didn't get that gene. But listen, it is what it is. And the Democrat Party, I don't know why the leftist moonbats get mad at me, why Democrats get mad at me, why Media Matters gets mad at me when I talk about this way to describe illegal immigrants, when it's the Democrat Party, NADLA, you know, NADLA up there in New York, NADLA, we need these people to pick our fruit. You've got Pelosi, you know, Pelosi, who is a gazillionaire off the backs of the taxpayers. Gazillionaire Pelosi, who I think just turned 200 years old. Pelosi's out there saying we need these illegals to pick our fruit. I guess maybe they make her ice cream for her. You know, she's got an affinity for ice cream, so maybe she's got a bunch of illegals making her fresh ice cream. I don't know. But you've got now. I will say this: if you want to talk to me about the illegals who are over here working hard, and maybe give them some type of workers permit that allows them to operate a vehicle, requires them to get insurance. Listen, folks, I myself have been hit by an illegal who was driving with no license and no insurance. It's no fun. It's no fun. So maybe there's a discussion to have, but I will tell you this. There's no way you give them a regular driver's license. You don't register them to vote, and you don't allow them to become citizens. Period. Now, I'm open to talk about an illegal who comes here and works hard, doesn't break any more laws, joins the military, serves this country, and absolutely waves the American flag. Then we can talk about some kind of future for them in this country. But, I'm not even going to go down that road, folks, because we could talk a lot about how to fix the immigration laws. Because, listen, I could fix it with a snap of the finger, but that'll be another show. But let me tell you more about Tim Walz. The non-Jewish guy that they just picked, Kamala picked, because he's not Jewish. Listen, I'm going to drive this point home, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to drive it home because the Jewish voters in this country, the Democrat Jewish voters, need to understand that Shapiro, the Jewish governor of Pennsylvania, who is a Democrat, was not picked by Kamala to be the VP because he's Jewish. Because she couldn't stand up to the Hamas wing and the terrorist-supporting wing of the Democrat Party. I'm going to drive that point home ad nauseum. Now, Tim Walz, this guy is a progressive, leftist, woke guy. He's a moonbat. So listen to what he said about the southern border. Tim Walz said, and listen, J.D. Vance, you can have a heyday with putting out ads because Tim Walz is all over. You can find it on YouTube. The videos are out there using Tim Walz's own words. Just as Donald Trump, the best way to define Kamala is to use her own words, her own videos that's out there of her saying the most dumbest progressive things. J.D. Vance can do the same thing when describing Tim Walz. Because Tim Walz, you know what he said about the southern border? You know what he said about the wall? You know that wall that everybody wishes we had now? To stop the fentanyl, to stop the gang members, to stop the rapists, to stop these terrorists that are coming over the border. Listen, not all illegals are bad. I'll be the first to tell you, a lot of these people really do want to come work. They really do want a job and a better life. They don't need to come streaming across the border to do it, but they're not all bad. But if you cannot sit here and tell me that there aren't bad people coming across the border because we're seeing cities in our country destroyed. Why? Because the criminal element that is being pushed to the border and let into this country, they're wreaking havoc in American cities. Because you can't bring the third world here and not expect here to become the third world. You've got to understand this, ladies and gentlemen. You have to understand this. You cannot bring crime from the third world and not expect crime to relish here. If you bring third world crime here to the United States, and then expect the United States is not going to turn into a crime-ridden crap hole, then you are out of your mind. You cannot bring that element of crime here and not expect here to become that third world from which it came from. I'm just telling you, folks, it's common freaking sense. So let me tell you about what did Tim Walz say about the border. But what did he say about the border wall? Tim Wall said that if Donald Trump continues to build a wall, that he will invest in a ladder company. So he'll say, how high is the wall? And Donald Trump, oh, I'm building a 30-foot wall. Well, then Tim Wall said he would invest in a 30-foot ladder company so he could help illegals get over the wall. Tim Wall said that. This is how radical he is. In the face of our American women being raped, American women being killed by illegals, crime in cities by illegals, gang members that are illegal from other countries are coming over here illegally, the drug pushers coming over illegally, the unknown terrorists that are coming here over the border illegally. They're all coming over here, and what does Tim Wall say? He says, oh, well, if you put a wall and stop them, I'll invest in a ladder company so I can help them come across the border. That's your Tim Wall. I am telling you, ladies and gentlemen, there has never been an easier ticket, Democrat ticket, to beat than the Harris-Walz ticket. Never have there been an easier ticket. If Donald Trump just defines Kamala and sticks to the issues and talks about a good future under a Trump presidency, he will win. And let J.D. Vance define Walz. Let J.D. Vance define Walz. J.D. Vance, you should have a heyday debating Walz. You should demand as many debates as Walz will agree to, because you need to call him out on his record, because it's all right there. Look, what else about Tim Walz? Tim Walz loves China. This dude will tell you at some point, he basically, in a roundabout way, said that the concentration camps that are in China, well, that's okay. You just need to understand China's a complex place. This is, look, I'm paraphrasing, but the Democrat nominee for vice president is actually on record telling you that, yeah, the concentration camps are, they're complicated. This guy is a China sycophant. This guy will bend over for China. You think Joe Biden has been bending over for China? Tim Walz is going to be no different. Tim Walz will be the new Joe Biden. Hunter Biden will probably divorce himself from the Biden family and beg to be adopted by the Walz family so he can continue doing what he did, using the Biden name to get millions from China. He'll try and do it with the Walz family, I guess, because Tim Walz is going to pick up where Joe Biden left off, because he's a sycophant for China. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, China is a communist nation. We do not need to have our elected officials who want to go around jumping on a bed playing games with China. We need somebody who's going to be strong. Listen, we need somebody like President Trump. And let's face it, one reason we need to reelect Donald Trump is because he doesn't play games with communist China. Will he talk with communist China? Yes. Will he have a relationship with communist China? Yes. Will he try to blow the ego up of the Chinese leader, communist leader? Yes, because that's good strategy. That's good negotiation skills. You make the Chinese communist leader, you make him understand that, hey, I'm going to respect you because you're a leader, but we're going to talk, and the United States is going to come out ahead. The United States is the country of freedom. The United States is the country for liberty. The United States is the republic that people call democracy, or whatever you want to call democracy. We are that country. And we're not going to let a communist nation push us around. We're not going to let a communist nation take advantage of us. That's the message from Donald Trump, folks. That's the message from Donald Trump, or just needs to be the message. So, I mean, folks, listen, I could say more about this leftist, woke Tim Walz that Kamala picked. I mean, the guy, like I said before, go back and look at what happened in Minnesota. This guy let Minnesota practically burn to the ground. Tim Walz stood by and let that happen. Tim Walz stood by and let the criminal element take over the state of Minnesota. I mean, this is just unbelievable, folks. It's unbelievable. Ron DeSantis came out already, and he's 100% right. 100% right. Ron DeSantis said the Harris-Walz ticket is the most, and listen, folks, I already said this today, but Ron DeSantis just came out recently today and said that the Harris-Walz ticket is the most radical left ticket in history. the most radical left Democrat ticket in history. That's that is the statement from Ron DeSantis. And Ron DeSantis is 100% right. He's 100% right. You've got a Tim Walz. Kamala Harris didn't pick the, and listen, Shapiro over in Pennsylvania, the governor of Pennsylvania, he's not a moderate either. He goes along with, just like all the Democrats right now, they go along, they do what their progressive leaders tell them to do. But at least Shapiro could have, he had a better appeal, and at least they could have said he was moderate, because he's, in terms of comparing Shapiro to Walz, Shapiro, yeah, you could say he's a little more moderate than Walz. But you've got to understand, take this away from my show today, Kamala Harris gave in to the anti-Semitism in the Democrat Party. She gave in to the Hamas wing of the Democrat Party. She gave in to the terrorist sympathizers in the Democrat Party. All of those groups, the anti-Semitic voters, the anti-Jewish, which I know that's the same thing, the terrorist sympathizers, the Hamas sympathizers, they are all Democrat voters. They all reside in the Democrat Party, and Kamala Harris sided with them. She did not pick Shapiro from Pennsylvania because he's Jewish. He made a decision based on religion. How does that make you Jewish voters out there? How does that make you feel? You Jewish voters out there, how does it make you feel that Kamala Harris just made a choice to pick her VP, and the biggest asset that her pick has is that he's not Jewish? How do you like that? How do you like that, Democrat voters? How do you like that? You know, Donald Trump has Jewish family. Donald Trump has a Jewish kid, grandkids. Donald Trump has Jewish daughter-in-law. Or maybe it's a son-in-law. I don't know. He's got some Jewish family. Donald Trump is down with the Jewish religion, and Kamala Harris is not. How does that make you feel? As a Jewish voter, how does it make you feel when Kamala Harris picks her VP because the main reason, he's not Jewish? And then he's progressive, and he talks about, you got to understand the concentration camps in China because China is complex. Folks, listen, I can't put it any other way. I cannot put it. Listen, there, Donald Trump, this could be the easiest election for you to win. So all you've got to do is, Donald Trump, define Kamala, stay on message, talk about a positive United States under your presidency, because you've done it once, you can do it again. And you Jewish voters out there, I want you to think about it. How do you feel that Kamala Harris looked at you and gave you the finger? All right, folks, I got to go. We're out of here. Stay tuned for Locked and Loaded. It's up next.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station. The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.